I want all good men to understand your biggest mistake. You try to make sex exciting for her. More stimulation, more thrill, and this will often fail or be small and fragile. To really unleash her sexuality, make her so intersex that she can't live without it. With you, I will tell you what you need to be the greatest lover you can be. This is for men who are tired of cheap tricks, who want a serious revelation to fix things for good. For this, let's have a very simple scheme. Three levels of lover that a man can be. And most men get stuck at level two. If you break that blind spot, you can go to your ultimate top level. So the first level is the basic lover. Typical mechanical stimulation routine to work her body, a basic predictable script, go down on her, try to make her come, then friction inside the vagina to ejaculate. It's lifeless, it's boring, it doesn't do anything for her. So she will quickly lose interest in him in terms of sex. Now, before I continue, some men carry a dangerous belief. If you need to do more, she's just not into you. Now, you know, that's not how it works. She may be attracted to you, but she still wants good sex with you. And if sex is bad, then you're right. Maybe she's not into sex with you, you know, because it was disappointing. Then there is the second level, the entertaining lover, where most men get to. This is not a bad level at all. In fact, you know, miles better than level one. Here, men do two things mainly. First, they improve the physical technique, movement, stimulation, positions, sensitive spots, angles. And yes, it's absolutely essential that you know well how her body works in depth. I dedicate a lot of time to it myself in my teaching. A lot of bad technique is taught to men online, but here's where it often goes wrong. Even with good technique, men tend to stimulate her body mechanically like a device. And this often disconnects the woman. Even if the technique is good, it may not work at all. So men are confused, but I'm doing everything right. How to fix it? I'll explain later. So then the remedy to help becomes the second thing that men learn, stimulate her mind. This has now become the dogma of how women work through their mind because the natural organic way of lovemaking has essentially largely widely failed. So men are taught to find something exciting, adventurous, new, explore her fantasies, try some dirty talk, stimulate sexual tension and anticipation, try sex toys and props, be physically dominant in sex or rough. So he focuses on making sex exciting. Like the main point in sex is to engage and thrill her mind, you know, like good entertainment would. So you're engaging only a very specific module in her, the part of her mind that responds to excitement, thrill, engagement. And this is what men learn is a great lover to improve your relationship or generally out there with women. And by the way, men often resent, why does it take so much to engage a woman? Why can't we just naturally have sex and it'll be good? My point exactly. That's what happens at level three. But if you stick around here, that's a lot of work. Does it work? Comparing downward to basic mechanical sex, many women experience it as a huge improvement. And often, women have only had sex at level 1 and 2. So they're not comparing upward to what else is possible. So women can be so convinced that mental stimulation is essential. But two crucial things that men don't get. One, men believe that mental stimulation is a solid, sure way to open her full sexual pleasure in the body and orgasms. And number two, men believe that this excitement and thrill is all a woman needs and wants from sex. Well, that can be quite limited. And the consequences are your sex life with your partner. Some women feel that mental stimulation really links to pleasure and orgasms, but they usually have a lot more levels to discover at level three. Seen it many times. Often they even found mental stimulation redundant. But if you like it, you can keep it. You can just expand more, you know? But here are other things that I've heard from women repeatedly over the years. Some women feel that sex is fun, exciting, but that makes sex, you know, not a big deal, like surface level entertainment. I can take it or leave it, fine without it. Some women feel, okay, sex is fun, exciting, but I want so much more. I feel like it should be so much more, but what is it? These are not my real needs here, just to get some entertainment. So it can be disappointing. Here's a big one, a very common one. Some women enjoy excitement in their head, but it doesn't translate into a lot of bodily pleasure, you know, sometimes none, all in their head. Excitement is enjoyable. It's called arousal non-concordance, well documented in sexology. Another common one, it's not what she likes, it's a workaround. She desires real, authentic lovemaking. But if she doesn't receive it, you know, a mental trick gets you in, just about does the job, but it doesn't make you feel that sex was so amazing and pleasurable and fulfilling. You just about winged it, yeah? Some women experience a lot of this stuff as, you know, cringy, off-putting, sometimes even sleazy, especially from a committed partner. Some say it feels fake, forced, like why do we need all these tricks? Why can't natural lovemaking feel powerful? In relationships, often the man will try to spice things up this way. It's just the first go-to for men, typically. The woman often feels like he's just offering entertainment, essentially. She feels it's not what she needs with him, so, you know, she rejects it completely. Now, it's not as simple as women are into different things. You're doing the same thing, which takes different women a different distance, but it's inherently limited. It can rarely take her to her greatest potential, her most fulfilling sex. And it can be a grueling sex life, always chasing new stimulus. Things always stop working. The mind is fickle, it's on and off, and people often check out. So, do you want to be an entertainer? Or do you want to have a solid sexual channel with her, where sex is powerful and enriching for her, and she needs it as a life force with you? And it's also effortless and natural. And this stuff, if you like it, you know, you can also keep, it's fun. And the third level is the powerful lover, where you are a leader and you can take her beyond what she already knows. Sex she didn't even know was possible, where all her sexual energies open fully, they overflow, they become intensely alive, and she needs sex, she wants it with you, because few men are doing it. Women love sex when it's right. They are powered by sexual energy, and they value a man who brings it into their life. It's hard to find. Now, here, you are not concerned with entertaining her mind. You engage her for real through her body. With deep knowledge of your sexual body and process, you know, that's still essential, it doesn't go anywhere, but you play it like a maestro, you really know the instrument, you know how to create the best music from it. But here is the crucial distinction. It's with your full presence, intense desire, and powerful loving of her body. These are not abstractions, they are concrete sexual skills in the moment of sex that you master. They make your technique truly alive, and this opens her most powerful sexual energies. You may say, back to the body, women said it doesn't work just through the body. Sex should be through the body, not in a fantasy land. Women reject mechanical stimulation of the body. They don't reject real lovemaking through the body. When they can feel your love, your desire, your presence, your connection, this works. She doesn't really want to be engaged with a mental trick. Deep down, she wants to be engaged by feeling you. And this is such a more effortless and natural way for you to be. You don't have to invent all these tricks and play roles. You're not even trying to work that for her. Yeah, you're just enjoying sex more fully. The greatest sexual power of a man is love. Men often believe that love in sex is not masculine, because you might hear about some fluffy version of it that wasn't it. It's your ultimate divine masculinity. Men are passionate lovers to their children, their friends, their trade, even their sports team. It's love as powerful fire. Can you channel it to your woman in sex just as intensely? But all this bullshit online completely castrates men in sex, telling you that love in sex is boring just, you know, because they don't know how to do it. And all that brute domination is soulless without that love. Now, I'm going to explain to you more in a minute exactly why it works so well and so much more easily. I will deepen more into what exactly you're doing there, and why, if you tried this before, it didn't work, where you went wrong. But first, I just want to make it clear, I'm not philosophizing. I'm a critical, skeptical person. It's the evidence that convinced me. I've thoroughly tested it in my work. If I could only just scream to all men, please do this. I've been teaching lovemaking like this to men and couples for over 20 years. I now teach the full system to men in my online course, Perfect Lover, to men and women and couples in Holistic Sex. And over the years, I've seen the same patterns repeat, which convinced me. Women who felt nothing in sex or little would be amazed at how much pleasure was possible. Women who always struggled to orgasm would discover that they actually have a very orgasmic body in a range of ways. Women who didn't want sex would discover how much they actually really needed needed it, how really important and meaningful it is to them. Women who always struggle to turn on would often find that they can get aroused, you know, pretty fast, straightforward. Women who relied on mental stimulation often found it was completely unnecessary. Women who were into rough sex often didn't want it anymore. I won't hype it, you know, nothing works 100%, but the consistency and success rate that I observed was, you know, dramatically higher than at level two, even with hard cases. And that is what convinced me why it works so well and so much more easily. The greatest sexual power of a man is love. Not that you love her as a dear partner, you know, that's irrelevant. Love as a sexual skill. Intense loving of her body, erotically, powerfully, the energy she perceives in her body right now. And the big mistake is all that wishy-washy, sensual touching, eye-gazing, you know, being slow just for the sake of it. People often tell me they tried it. What have you tried? If you do that, it will only cringe her out. No, masculine, intense, powerful loving of her body, still love, combined always with the intelligent, masterful sexual technique. Yes, this way of loving does take learning, mastering. But you're spending energy on learning all the stuff in level two anyway. Mastering this instead will give you a more sustained and powerful solution. Understand this. In that loving of your body, everything else is there. Your complete presence, your abandon, your desire, your connection, all the things that a woman desires in sex from her man. And this engages her for real, and therefore deeply and powerfully, not on the surface level with mental tricks. Her body and psyche open naturally and flow like never before, as long as it is supported with the correct knowledge of her body, of course. It's not just in relationships. You can engage like this when you meet a woman. She doesn't know what you're doing. It's all directly sensed in her body. She just feels, wow, this is really different. Now, there is also nothing wrong with just doing some entertainment in sex, something exciting, yeah? It can also be a part of your variety in your sex. By all means, I encourage it. I think, you know, you should have a section of your sex life for that. But on this base of truly powerful sex that feeds the woman, it will then be clear that it's just a bit of something different. And that's fine.